Now we're going to look at what I call time travel. If you're frustrated by your inability to recall scenes from your childhood, then this section is for you. I call it time travel, or how to remember lost chapters of your life. Time travelling, it's all about returning to a particular time and location from your past, and trying to recall everything in as much detail as you can. Now, I suspect that we've all experienced that moment when happy memories of a previously forgotten part of our lives comes flooding back. It's an exciting feeling, but it can also be extremely frustrating. We can remember only bits of the past, little glimpses that rapidly fade into nothing. Okay, here's the technique. Start by returning to a location that conjures up a number of varied incidental recollections, like your old school, or an old friend's house you used to visit, or a village you left long ago. Choose a specific starting point. Now, it might be a flagpole in the playground, a chapel pew, a tree hut, or a friend's kitchen. Look around you. Think of the technique you use for remembering a picture. Throw yourself into the picture. Climb inside the frame. What little incidents do you remember? How old were you then? What friends did you have at the time? What were the typical noises? Traffic, trains, children playing? Try to recall individual sounds, characteristics of particular objects, maybe the slam of a front door, a squeaky window, a creaky floorboard, or a water pipe that always shuddered. Perhaps you can recall the characteristic noises of places where you worked. A forklift truck, sliding doors, an office photocopier, the now obsolete mechanical typewriter, or some sort of factory machinery. Talking of factory machinery, I'm still haunted by the inimitable sound of a heavy-duty shredding machine that I used to make many years ago. For too long, my ears were subjected to the sound of splicing, ripping, and tearing as this monster relentlessly pulverized millions of square feet of photographic waste negative film. All that noise for a few small silent bars of silver, which was the end product. Now, even though I had all that, I conjure up those unpleasant sounds from the past. I'm compensated by a flood of associated memories from that chapter of my life. Happy associations of people, places, music, parties, and voices. See if you can recall voices, even their timbre. Now, whether you're using your old school or workplace as a location, try to remember catchphrases used by teachers and pupils, or employers and workmates. Isolate particular events that took place. No matter how trivial they seem now, they obviously meant something to you then. And as always, use all your senses. Can you recall the smell of a damp, musty room, or the aroma of your garden? And what about the smooth feel of a polished walnut table, or the rough texture of a pebbledash wall? You know, the one you used to run your hands along on the way to school. You could try slipping on an old record on the turntable to get yourself in the mood. Music can act as a very powerful tool for remembering your past. Maybe an old Beatles album or a Chopin classic. This can have the effect of propelling you back to a distant time, with all your emotions, thoughts, and feelings, they all suddenly and uncannily return to you.